Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, it's a very special day. It's Friday Eve, the Friday before Christmas. I'm already fully in Friday at this point. It is a good time. It's a good time to be sitting in this chair and doing this show with people that I love. Rudy was just giving me a little preview. I told him to stop because I want to hear all of it. But downsizing sounds like my movie. That sounds like the movie for me. I'm super excited. So big.
You have a lot to catch up on, Sarah. You're really behind this season.
I know. I haven't been to movies for so long. Next year, I'm going to get that movie pass thing because I used to go to movies all the time by myself. Why wouldn't I pay 10 bucks a month? I used to all the time.
Looks like they're going public in March anyway.
Well, congratulations, Chris Kelly. And you're welcome.
More money for him.
I've been talking about them for months. Anywho, right now it's time to get you set up with some kick-ass tickets. We've got Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld. They are coming together to the Bay Area. They're going to be at the Shoreline on August 18th, and we've got your tickets right now. 800-400-3697. We'll take Caller 97 right now, but it's also happening at noon, 3, and 5. This is all week. This is our big, 9 a.m. and on giveaway. So 9, noon, 3, and 5. This is it. Your first chance to win Charlie Puth, Haley Steinfeld tickets. Call now. You want to squeeze a few texts in here, Vinny?
Sure. You tell me when we're...
Why don't we give them one extra minute on this side?
Go ahead. Wow, you're so great. Thanks. Well,
I don't know. You're going to go long anyway.
Well, he's getting the winner.
I love you guys so much. I've been listening to you guys the last 20 plus years. My Christmas wish is that one day I'll get to meet you.
Oh.
I wish you the happiest of holidays. I will miss you during the vacation, but it is much deserved, and I'll get caught up on secret shows, punk.
Oh, there you go.
Team Isla. Hashtag Team Isla, they say.
Aww. I like that hashtag. That's really funny. We should start punking people all the time and hashtag Team Isla.
Jay Bernthal was the brother on Ben Affleck's character in The Accountant.
Oh, yeah, okay.
John Bernthal?
Yes.
Jay? Is it John? Is it Jay?
I think it's
John.
It's John.
John Bernthal was the baby driver, Hooman. One of the robbers in the very...
He was. I wasn't the one who was confused. It was the others. I don't know why I always get yelled at.
It's just an easy target, I guess, Hooman's.
Do you? Make...
Huh? What?
Okay, he's counting. Right. We don't want to distract him from his counting.
Vinny's voice. Thanks a lot. What? Oh, Vin, I'm sure they're talking about my cold, right?
Oh,
are they talking about my cold?
I guess so.
Oh, or when we were saying we're going to ignore you. Yeah.
Right.
Vinny gets a motorcycle, and as punishment, everyone leaves the studio during his segments. Okay.
Oh, that's awful.
I love how clear it is that Sarah cares so deeply about Vin and Bryn. If she cared so deeply, she'd get us new motorcycles.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I guess I don't care as deeply as you think I do.
Right. Exactly right, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Hold your breath.
Well, hopefully you got me for the Secret Santa.
And I got you a motorcycle.
And there's a motorcycle being pulled up the elevator right
Keep
now.
Keep your fingers crossed there, Vinny.
I will.
Santa rides in on a motorcycle.
Oh, God.
It'd be great. Mm-hmm. I just snuck my present into the building.
Oh, did you just now?
Yeah, I saw Jane downstairs. She was parking as I was sneaking into my car and sneaking back in with the loot.
You should have switched cars with her at that point. You guys were both already down there. And she was in the car.
I was in a rush, though. I didn't... No, it doesn't matter. I was in a rush. I didn't want to get caught.
Already.
Human!
That's it?
Oh, wow.
I figured...
We'll wait for Bryn.
The epic finale.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of movies to get to, everyone. So we're going to start off with a film that stars Matt Damon and Christoph Waltz. It's a film called Downsizing. Rudy, what's this movie about?
This movie is about a guy who lives in a regular suburban life in the middle of America, and he is just tired and bored of his normal life. He's tired of not having enough money. He's tired of not having enough resources. And there's this new technology. Science comes up with this new way to shrink people down to 5 inches tall. People are 5 inches tall. And with that small world coming to be, now you have more resources. Now you have more stuff for an overpopulated world. And he decides to take that trip down that rabbit hole and become a 5-inch person.
And once you do it, is it reversible?
You cannot reverse it. You cannot go back. Once you're 5 inches tall, that's it. You must live your life in that tiny world.
And do your kids come out like super tiny too?
Everything, once you become a small person, everything is normal. You still have a normal human functions. Nothing changes at all. You're just a small person living in a large world. But there's so many, 3% of the population in the movie, 3% of the population decided to do this. So there's a small world community going on.
Right.
And he decided to be a part of it and see how it affected his life.
So the critics are killing this film. They're destroying it.
Oh,
so
no.
One critic wrote this. Downsizing is another story about a white male who gets redeemed through his interaction with a person of color who guides him along the way, opening his eyes to the real world. Is that accurate?
No. That sounds like the story of gentrification in The Mission. That's not what's going on. In Downsizing. Look, there's some interactions with, you know, some people of color or some ethnic folks in the movie. I get that, but I don't want to get too deep into that because I don't want to spoil it. But I understand what they're saying. Yeah, there's a moment where Matt Damon opens his eyes because he's traveling, you know, the little world that has, you know, people of color in it. And he's seeing things like he never saw it before. But no, the movie is not about that. The movie is about...
Is it about, like, cats trying to get them and
no.
eat them?
Does that happen?
That doesn't happen. They actually...
What about birds swooping in to, like...
The birds don't like them. The birds don't want to eat the human... Apparently, birds don't like 5-inch human beings.
Are they able to block their wiener from the shrinking machine it happens so that they can... Keep generous proportions.
It's all gonna be same size. Once you get shrunk, you're gonna have the same size everything. I know I'm sure some dudes were like, can I just maybe just keep a little bit of this extra, you know, and take it with me to the small world? But no, everything transfers normally into the small world. They don't get attacked by birds. They don't get attacked by cats. And it's not about, you know, a white guy being led through the world by people of color and figuring things out. It's about a man who thinks that he can have a better life if he were to change his circumstances, but realizes once he gets into those circumstances that it's not about changing the circumstances around you, it's about changing from within, and that's how you actually make advancement.
So there's a moral. It's not just all fun and games and people are tiny.
It's not just like the Smurfs. It's not like the real life rendition of the Smurfs. The guy is actually learning about the world by changing his circumstances and realizing that, hey, you don't have to change your circumstances in order to advance as a person.
How many pinatas do you give it?
I'm gonna give this one 3.5 pinatas because the truth is that there was lulls in the middle of it that made it a little bit boring, but the beginning and the end were very, very entertaining as far as I'm concerned. And yes, there was a moral cause behind the whole movie, so I'm gonna give it 3.5 pinatas full of tiny 5-inch people. That's what I'm giving it.
Adorable.
So it's not that bad. There's gonna be some boring times in the middle, but other than that, it's a pretty good movie.
All right,
everyone, here is your review of The Greatest Showman. Hugh Jackman, Michelle Williams, Zac Efron, Zendaya. And this film celebrates P.T. Barnum, the birth of show business. It tells the story of how P.T. Barnum rose from nothing to become a worldwide sensation.
Okay, now, Hooman, here's the thing. Usually you ask me the question, so I'm just going to flip it around real quick.
Right.
And I want to ask you some questions, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so how was the music and the singing in this movie?
Well, listen, Hugh Jackman, this is all he wants to do. I mean, I'm sure he loves playing Wolverine, but this guy... was born to sing and dance. So
he's like a Broadway guy.
He
really is.
And we've interviewed him, and he is as nice as in person as you could hope and imagine he would be. So in that sense, he's great. Michelle Williams, who knew she could sing and dance? Incredible. Zendaya, wonderful as well.
Okay, is Zac Efron, who has great abs, but is he the weakest link in this entire movie?
So there's no doubt that Zac Efron is a handsome man. He is a good-looking dude.
No doubt.
And I was a little confused when I saw he was cast. He can sing, and he can dance, but he's not as bad as Russell Crowe in Les Mis.
Oh, wow.
But if there is a weak link, it's him. But he's not, you know, I saw the movie twice.
Oh.
I went and saw it again yesterday to make sure that what I wrote was accurate.
You're being thorough.
I was being thorough, yeah.
You loved this film. You saw it twice.
Zac Efron. It must have been Zac Efron.
Those abs.
Anything else?
Okay, so I know that these are the same. He's like, move on with it. These are the same guys who did La La Land, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean that this movie has another depressing ending like La La Land?
Oh, good question.
Oh,
I know.
Don't say. You know what? Don't even say anything about the ending. That's a bad question. Bad on you, our friend Rudy.
What am I doing?
Well,
not answer the question.
I'm
not
going to
answer that
myself.
Question. I'm going to ask myself a question in my mind and just tell you the rating on Rotten Tomatoes is not accurate for this film.
Oh, wow. What's the rating?
50.
And you think that's low?
Very low. Very low. Yes.
All right. Now, you kept on telling me that this is a good holiday film, okay? Does this movie have some sort of moral cause also?
It does. At the end of the day, this film is really about one thing. P.T. Barnum, Hugh Jackman, takes the outcasts of society, the ones who everyone considers the rejects of society, like dwarves and disfigured people.
And ladies with beards.
And ladies with beards. And he brings them together and forms an incredible family. And it's just so beautiful. It's so heartwarming at times. It really touched me.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and give this film 4.25 Persian rugs.
A quarter of a Persian rug.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of Molly's Game.
All
right.
Jessica Chastain, Idris Elba, Kevin Costner, and Michael Cera, written and directed by the great Aaron Sorkin. So this film is based on a true story of this woman named Molly Bloom, and she was from Colorado, and she ended up running the world's most high-stakes poker game in L.A. and New York. Rudy, is this a complex, deep film with a tremendous amount of detail?
Yeah, it really is. Because it's surrounded by poker, it's surrounded with like poker players. That's the theme of this movie. There's a lot of poker terminology. There's a lot of legal terminology because Molly Bloom is actually trying to defend herself in the movie from, I think,
the federal government.
The federal government's trying to take her down. So there's a lot of jargon in here, and there's a lot of dialogue. And it's one of those movies where,
it's Aaron Sorkin. You had to know there was going to be a lot of dialogue.
Of course. And it's one of those movies that if you were to go to the bathroom, you're going to miss out on a lot. Mm. But even though there's a lot of dialogue, it's still the way it was shot. It still allowed you to remain attentive because it was a lot of quick shots back and forth. So, yeah, there was a lot of complex terminology and stuff like that. And if you leave for a couple of minutes, you're going to get lost. But I was still able to follow it.
Yeah, I was still able to follow it. Yeah, even though it's complex, you can absolutely follow it. You're not going to understand everything.
Did it make you want to play some poker?
It did.
But
illegal poker. I want to get into some crazy stuff. I don't want to be on, you know,
just over my house on a Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
$20 buy-in.
So in this film, they went out of their way to protect the identities of the Hollywood celebs and athletes. But if you do a little research online, it's easy to find the names of who attended Molly Bloom's poker games. So, Rudy, should I mention some of the names?
I think you should.
That, you know, people are going to be wondering, oh, who is that? Who is that?
I need to know because I was wondering while I was watching the movie.
So Michael Cera plays the big celebrity that introduced Jessica Chastain to this world of poker and helps her and then betrays her. So that character is either in real life Ben Affleck or Tobey Maguire.
Oh, wait, so we're not sure?
We're not sure. It's one of the
two. Well, there was a whole blow up with the whole Tobey Maguire, Ben Affleck thing. Like, that was in the news a few years ago.
I'm going to go Tobey Maguire.
Michael Cera is more of a Tobey Maguire than a Ben Affleck.
And Tobey Maguire has more of like a poker. He's got more of like a poker personality.
Right.
You know, Ben Affleck is more like a go fish kind of guy. He's not a poker guy.
If you see this film, we're helping you here because we don't want you to sit there and guess like we were leaning over to each other going, who do you think that was? Right. Who do you think that? So the other people that are at the games that they don't mention in the film, but is mentioned in the book and in, you know, federal legal documents, is DiCaprio, Matt Damon. This athlete, when she goes to New York, that they don't mention in the film is A-Rod.
Oh, A-Rod, of course.
And there's a moment where, you know, they're alluding to girls bringing Russian billionaires and billionaires to the stakes. The people that brought the billionaires, or at least one of them, was Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
The Olsen twins?
Yeah, the Olsen twins.
You got it, dude.
And, of course, you can't have a poker game and this kind of, festivities without mentioning Rick Solomon. Rick Solomon is one of the people that was always at the games.
Wow. Real
Rick A-list. Solomon is the one night in Paris guy. He's the dude in the Paris Hilton tape.
Real A-listers.
So, yeah. Rudy, I guess if you put Kevin Costner in your film, he has to play the dad, right? That seems to be the rule.
Well, if you go back to like his movies from the last 5 years, he's literally a dad in every single one. This one, Molly's Game, Batman and Superman, McFarlane USA, Black or White, Draft Day. I mean, any movie that he was in from the last 5 years, he's a dad.
So how was he? Because he's the dad in this.
You know what? I don't know. I feel like Kevin Costner's turned into this guy that, you know, I'm not looking forward to seeing him as the main guy in a movie anymore. And I think that's why maybe he's taking on these roles as a dad, because he's still Kevin Costner. You know, he still dances with wolves and all that. But I just don't see him as being like the lead anymore. So he did well for his role as a dad. I'm convinced that he's a worried father.
Yes.
I'm convinced of that fully now.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I really like this movie. Aaron Sorkin took a super complex story and made it digestible and compelling and enjoyable and deep. And there was even one moment where I leaned over to Rudy and I'm like, is this too long? And then something great happens.
Right.
And you're like, no, it's not too long. It's long. With that being said, I'm giving it 4.5 Persians.
Oh,
nice, nice. Cool. I'm going to give it 4 pinatas, but they're all full of poker chips and federal indictments. I had a lot of fun watching this movie. It was fast-paced. There was a lot of stuff that I learned about, you know, the way that the law works and also poker. So I had a lot of fun watching the movie. 4 pinatas for Molly's Game.
All right, everyone. Here's our top 5 of the year. Coming up at number 5 for me, this movie redeemed the DC universe. When we celebrate women leads and women directors, I feel like it should really be not just because they're women, but because they make a good product. And in this case, a great woman director, a great female lead, Wonder Woman is number 5 for me.
Nice. Well, the 5th one on my top 5 list also has to do with superheroes, but it's not what you're thinking. It's Logan. The story of Wolverine.
I love that.
Yeah, I thought it was really. I was kind of, you know, almost tearing up at the fact that like a superhero, a comic book hero, was dying. It's weird when a fictional story can get you to that point. So it was very emotional at the end, and I thought it was definitely worth being in my top 5.
Coming in at number 4 for me, I love singing. I love musicals. I saw the movie twice. It just came out yesterday. I just talked about it. It's such a great holiday film. Take your kids. Greatest Showman.
Nice. Well, at number 4, because I'm a sucker for movies that have to do with like the world either changing completely or the world ending even, I've always been fascinated by the Planet of the Apes series. So number 4 for me is War of the Planet of the Apes. Woody Harrelson, Caesar, the monkey, you know, redeeming his people, leading the charge. I love that.
Coming in at number 3, me, Yuzette, Bryn, we interviewed this guy and his wife. He had a Sundance Hollywood darling film, and it just really captures what it's like when two different ethnicities, two different cultures, two different religions try to come together, the complexity of it. The Big Sick.
It's a great movie.
Based on a true story, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Number 3 for me, 3 Billboards. I just like the dark humor. I like the fact that there was a lot of dry wit in there. And I also like the fact, because I'm a sucker for a little bit of desperation, a little bit of hopelessness, I like the fact that the ending ended on kind of a sour note. So I'm going to give number 3 to 3 Billboards.
So number 2 for me is 2 movies, which I think should be 1 movie. Darkest Hour and Dunkirk. For you to understand Darkest Hour completely, you need to see Dunkirk. For you to understand Dunkirk, you need to see Darkest Hour. I didn't know anything about Winston Churchill. Gary Oldman is going to win the Academy Award, but it's 6 hours of film. You should take the time to see them both. I suggest starting with Darkest Hour.
Nice. Number 2 for me is going to be Mother. The movie Mother. That's
not.
That's
you the one guy who liked that?
This is the one guy, everyone.
I really enjoyed that.
Mother?
And this is the reason.
Jennifer Lawrence?
This is the reason. This is the reason why, because it was polarizing. Some people absolutely hated it, and some people absolutely loved it. I guess it depends on how many edibles you had before you walked into the movie theater. But
how
this,
many did you have?
I think it was about 2.5, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I didn't realize.
You loved it.
I didn't realize they were that strong, though. But yes, this was a good movie because it had a lot of stuff going on in there. It was very artsy. I know that, you know, it was a polarizing movie because some of the scenes were extremely graphic, but that's what I enjoyed about it. And then it was the type of movie where when you go back and you watch it the second time, after you realize what the movie is actually about, the relationship between, you know, God and Mother Earth and human beings, you go back, you watch it the second time, there's a lot of Easter eggs in the movie that you didn't notice
twice.
The first time
you watched
around.
That twice.
Yeah, I went to go see it twice. Yes, I doubled
it's
up.
It's his number two movie.
It's my number two movie.
Before I get my number one, I just want to say honorable mention goes to Molly's Game. We just reviewed it. Number one for me is the film that I did a special screening for all my friends. 40 people came. Woody Harrelson gave me a shout out. We just mentioned him. I think it's the best film of the year. I hope it wins Best Picture. Number one for me is Three Billboards.
Nice. Well, number one on my list is one that we didn't get a chance to watch together, Hooman, but I saw this earlier in the year. I thought it was very relevant for the times. I thought it was significant for the times. And I thought not only was it, you know, the fact that it was directed and written by a comedian, it was a thriller and it was funny, which is very hard to put in the same movie.
Oh, I know.
The movie Get Out. Get Out.
Get Out was
very
great.
Good. Very good.
Bravo.
Yes, you don't see that very often when it's a thriller. And it's funny at the same time. Usually when, you know, thriller movies or scary movies are funny, it's usually on accident. This was done on purpose. It was a very unique take on society as well. So I was digging it.
Thank you to our friend Rudy Ortiz. Promote your gig real quick.
I'm going to be over at Tommy T's for Rare Form Comedy on Wednesday, December 27th. I'd love for all of you guys to come on out.
All right, Rudy Ortiz, Hooman, another great year of movies.
It was excellent. Thank you guys, and I want to thank you guys for letting me be a part of the family.
Aww.
For you know the time that you guys have let me come out and hang out. So I've had a blast.
Well,
thank
it's
so
over
much.
Now.
Yeah,
so.
See you guys down the road.
All right, actually, we'll see you on the Secret Show.
All right.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I know, Yuzi, you're shaking. Are you shaking? You're
I'm
shaking.
I'm not shaking, but I feel like my hands are nervous.
Your hands are nervous?
Yeah, you know, you get that nervous thing in your hands. You don't
Unless
that?
You have Hooman, there's no reason to be nervous.
Yeah. This is going to be epic.
It's so stupid.
So we're going to go do our secret show, and we're doing our Secret Santa gift exchange, which is cute. You know, every year there's some funny thing, or Hooman utterly rejects what's been given to him. You know, it's always fun to see that reaction. But Yuzi's really on edge. It's very interesting. I'm very interested to see what this is. I'm going to listen to today's secret show.
Yeah, weird, because I feel like this is kind of a fluff show, but it does. We've created somehow some energy around it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
So our friend Rudy's going to join us on there. And listen, everyone, be careful, be safe out there, because we want to make it to Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So celebrate your Thursday Eve, but do it, I mean, your Friday Eve, which is the holiday today, but do it safely. Let's make it through to Friday.
Police are out there looking for you.
They are. Take it easy.
And you.
And speaking of police out there looking for you, they can find you today at the Cine Arts at Santana Row
right.
From 4 to 6. A little bit of a happy hour. Plan ahead, everybody.
Absolutely.
Uber. Always a good. Yeah,
yes.
Always good. So Bryn and Yuzette are hosting from 4 to 6 today. A happy hour. Cine Arts, Santana Row, 3088 Olson Drive in San Jose. That you guys have movie passes to give out, little ugly sweater ornaments.
Yep,
it's fun.
This is the international sign.
These guys
for
know
ornament.
How to party.
Yeah, they sure do.
Party.
Yeah, we do.
Plus, there's a whole picture thing set up there, so you can take holiday pictures with Bryn and Yuzi, and just come by and say hello. And
we'll have
take
Christmas
it easy.
Props.
Take it easy, Yuzi. Take it easy, Brynny.
Oh yeah, there's work tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, we do have to work tomorrow.
Child, please.
I know. Tomorrow's nothing but a party. All right. Meet us for the secret show. That'll be posted up soon at RadioAlice.com. See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.